Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Amen.
Today's Old Testament reading gives us a picture of prophecy and fulfillment. Ezekiel speaks of a people whose iniquity and uncleanness have caused the Lord to turn from them, to hide his face from them, and to set his glory among another people altogether. But he goes on, speaking for God, I will bring again their captivity, have mercy upon them, and gather them, and all shall know that I am God. Neither will I hide my face any more from them, for I have poured out my spirit upon the house of Israel. Once more, we see the cycle that forms the core of the Old Testament. The people in trouble call on God. God hears and answers. They follow him again until they tire of it. They stray and disobey. Trouble comes. They call on him, and so forth. The cycle didn't start during the time of the prophets. It didn't even start with the nation of Israel. It goes back to the fall. In some books of the Old Testament, it almost appears with a macabre sense of comic relief. The book of Judges repeats this phrase over and over after the record of every judge. And the children of Israel again did evil in the sight of the Lord. It's a cycle, unfortunately, that we can often see in our own lives. It seems that it's just what fallen man is like. Unruly, disobedient, self-serving, unable to reform and stay reformed. It's a cycle that, with only history to go by, looks pretty hopeless. Even many of the promises that keep coming from the prophets don't give any real hope. It often looks as though it's up to the people to be good, that only their own strength and righteousness will make them able to receive the promises. Clearly, they don't have either. Lent is a time that in a way memorializes this cycle. The 40 years in the wilderness were a low point in the cycle for the Israelites. It was a long, long time for contrition, penitence, and repentance. And now, during Lent, we are remembering and participating in that. We participate in the contrition, penitence, prayer, and repentance. And yes, all too often we participate in the failures and in the falls. So it's not so difficult to remember the cycle as we might like. Yes, it all looks pretty hopeless, but there are other promises. Promises that behind it all is a great hope. There's a verse that you might be familiar with, which explains what's going on behind the scenes. It's found in the Gospel of St. John, chapter 3, verse 16. God so loved the world. This, not just an emotional feeling of goodwill, but such a real, visible, and active love that he gave his only begotten Son, given to live and suffer, die and rise again, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You see, the love God has for the world is behind the scenes, acting on our behalf. And Lent is not only a participation of the 40 years in the wilderness with the Israelites, but also the 40 days in the desert of perfect fulfillment by the Messiah. Behind it all, there is Christ, the ultimate end of the cycle. God became flesh and blood to do what we cannot do for ourselves. He stepped into our world to ransom us and takes our hand as he leads us on paths our strength cannot manage. Let me read that last part again. He leads us on paths our strength cannot manage. You see, our hope is not only the hope that we shall not perish, the hope of escape from ultimate consequences of our sins, not only the hope of future joy, peace, and everlasting life, as if that weren't enough, but a hope for today as well. Jesus said, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. And the Apostle Paul wrote to the Corinthians in our second reading today, that we are changed into the same image from glory to glory. And elsewhere he says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come. Our hope is for the present. We are already made new. The image of God is even now being restored in us. And because of his perfect 40 days in the desert, our 40 days of Lent, and indeed the rest of our lives, can have real eternal significance. So today is a day of drama, a day of contrast, even a day of contradictions. It is the season of Lent. We remember our sins, we repent, and prepare for the resurrection of our Lord. Yet even during Lent, today, Sunday, is a day set aside to celebrate. This morning, we prayed a prayer at the beginning of the service we often pray. It's the Sunday morning prayer, and it's found in the family prayer section of the Book of Common Prayer. As most of the prayers in this book, it's packed with meaning. In the first phrase, it succinctly defines what Sunday is for us. O God, who makest us glad with the weekly remembrance of the glorious resurrection of thy Son, our Lord. So it is because of the resurrection that today, like every Sunday, is a festival, a feast day, a day to celebrate. It's an Easter in Lent. What a contradiction. Yet we have grown accustomed to such contrasts in our worship, right? Follow with me the drama of a typical Holy Communion service. We hear a summary of the law. We recognize how short we fall. We confess and repent. We receive the forgiveness of God through our priest. We hear the comfortable words of scriptures recalling to our minds the great hope that we do have. We receive an exhortation to do the good work for which we are called. And finally, we get to participate in the great mystery of Passover, of Easter, by receiving the body and blood of our Lord, the means of grace, and the sign of our inclusion in him. Just as an aside, let me acknowledge that today is not a communion service, so this might be kind of a tease, but let us await all the more eagerly, with great anticipation, next Sunday and Easter Sunday, when we can again participate in the great holy feast. That high drama which is so familiar to us, but which is so incredible, that in it we are directly included in the story and redemption of all history and all eternity. In conclusion and summary, let us again pray the Sunday morning prayer. O God, who makest us glad with the weekly remembrance of the glorious resurrection of thy Son, our Lord, vouchsafe us this day such blessing through our worship of thee, that the days to come may be spent in thy service, through the same Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.
Amen.